morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about, well, things about the outdoors. That's one clue, the title of the show. Yes, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's exactly right. So I hope you're with me this morning on this pretty morning. It's a little cool out there, but it's very nice. I got in the truck and sitting in the driveway, and I looked, and a deer crossed the road like 25 yards from me this morning, crossed my little street, and another, and another. And I said, well, I don't know how many there are, but I can't wait here all morning. So I pulled out of the driveway and turned down the street, and there were two more waiting to cross, and no panic. They've been around vehicles and cars. So it looks like the same five that have been in my yard all year for a couple of years. And, you know, I see their tracks in the snow in the wintertime. I see them occasionally. The lights come on every now and then. I see them out in the yard. So it was pretty cool to watch them come up from between the houses across the road and cross into my neighbor's yard right across my property line there. So that was fun. Got a little start to the morning here looking at deer in pretty much my own yard. I mean, they'll be there before. They're there now. So, excuse me, I have to clear my throat for some reason. Hold on a second. Well, we'll see how that goes. That was a little better. So, hey, we're going to be talking to Joe Evans with the Department of Natural Resources in the next hour. And we've got some exciting changes coming up here to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. He's going to tell us a little bit about and some other things. But we'd like to hear what you have to say this morning here for the first hour. I mean, I've got plenty to talk about, but we would like to hear from you at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Now, if you've listened to the show for any number of weeks, you've heard me mention the term strict liability. And strict liability was a law that was repealed in Maryland during the last General Assembly, primarily because of the actions of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, an organization which, well, as Fran likes to say, I'm driving the bus for, so we'll just leave it at that. But the strict liability doctrine was a guilt before innocence doctrine that was enforced by Maryland Natural Resources Police in regards to waterfowl or migratory bird baiting, which and it kind of works like this. If you are in your dove field or goose blind or goose pit or duck blind, and you are checked by law enforcement officials, there were two different standards up until this law was signed last week on Tuesday by the governor, May 12th, excuse me. And what it means is, if you were checked by a federal agent and the federal agent determined that there was a bait in the field that was attracting migratory birds, you could be charged, but the federal law enforcement agent under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had to prove that it was you that had intent to bait the birds to your gun, that you were responsible for that, you intended to do that. In Maryland, the Maryland law said there was no intent. Intent didn't have to be proven. If you were there and the Natural Resources Police determined that the field was baited, you were guilty, plain and simple. No chance to say that you were innocent, no chance to prove that you were innocent. You were guilty and expected to plead guilty and pay the fine. Well, we had a case on the Eastern Shore, Dorchester County, the other day. There were four men that were tried. They were at a goose blind. And I happen to know some of the background of this case, and I'm not going to get into that, but Wednesday. Four cases were heard in Dorchester County. Men were in a blind, had no reason to think that there was any bait in the field. Turns out that there was some winter wheat there that had been I don't know if it was infested or ruined or something happened to it. And one of the things that you do in that case is to mow the wheat. which was done. And I'm sure there's more to it, but these four cases were tried on Wednesday. And the strict liability repeal was expressly stated by the state's attorney in Dorchester County, not the defense attorney, the prosecutor, the state's attorney, to be the reason for putting these four individuals' case on what's called a stet docket. A stet docket is basically a set-aside that says that either, you know, it's a waiting game. Either side can bring the court case back to court, you know, if further evidence prevails. Well, it was a stet docket that was set aside. He, the state's attorney, said that the state had no evidence that the four men had any reason to know that the area was baited, and that the state did not want to press the case, even though it could have under the existing law that was repealed and will be totally gone on October 1st. So the state's attorney in Dorchester County used the repeal of the strict liability law to basically set aside the case against these four men in Dorchester County. Now, what does this mean? This means that the effect of the law that was changed after 85 years by the efforts of the Maryland Hunting Coalition and our advocate in Annapolis and many others, you know, with the help of the waterfowl community, of course, and with, you know, a willing House and Senate and governor, it means the law has already had its effect less than 2 weeks after it was signed, before it actually became law. So is this good news for waterfowlers? This is huge news for waterfowlers. Huge. I don't know if you as our listeners, you know, understand the full extent of this or not. I'm not saying, you know, you don't know, you don't understand. I'm just simply saying that this is a difficult doctrine to understand. And we hope you get it. We hope you get what it means to you as a waterfowl or even a dove hunter. 52,000 migratory bird stamps sold in Maryland last year. So we were kind of pleased with getting that news that the law that we had, we're calling our signature initiative for the first year and the first in the first General Assembly session, we were able to overturn a law that had been egregious to waterfowlers for 85 years. Got that law overturned, and here's the first test of it, and our law was successful. So I'm tickled. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty happy about all that. So anyway, free fishing day is coming up in Maryland. We'll talk a little bit about this again the next hour, but the June 6th, 2 weeks from today, the following week, June 13th, and then July 4th are all free fishing days in Maryland. What that means is you don't need a fishing license to go fishing on those days. So we're telling you in plenty of time to let you know that you can plan June 6th, 13th, or July 4th to take the kids fishing, and you don't need a fishing license. So if they've been bugging you, you know, just invest in a little tackle and get out there and take them fishing. That's what I'm telling you. So 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. We are continuing to work, and I'll stop bugging you about this probably next week, about the Maryland Hunting Coalition inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. And this is coming up May 30th, noon to 4, at Martin's Westminster. They're on the 140 Village Shopping Center, 505 Germer Lane in Westminster. And it's noon to 4 next Saturday. We have over 150 items we're going to be raffling, auctioning, and otherwise giving away door prizes and things like that. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. Our numbers are already at 250 people coming. We're excited about that. We are hoping for more. We can hold more in the room. But if you want to have a good time and see just a tremendous amount of things for the outdoors, artwork, you know, prints, photography, firearms, bows, crossbows, accessories, man cave stuff. The folks at Albright's Gun Shop yesterday gave us a beautiful reproduction Remington cap and ball pistol, an 1858 Remington new model, is what it's called. Revolver, 44 caliber. Really nice, and that's going to go to somebody. We've got some top guns. We've got Benelli, Montefeltro, courtesy of Benelli. We've got a Browning Silver in camo, semi-automatic shotgun, courtesy of Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. We've got a Versamax, a sportsman, a Versamax Sportsman, which is a 12-gauge shotgun from Accurate Guns and Ammo. We've got a 243 bolt-action Remington with a scope from Clyde Sports Shop. We've got all the Matthews dealers. All the Matthews dealers in Maryland got together, and each of them gave us $100, and we were able to purchase two MXB 360 crossbows for our event. Two. Not just one. Two. This is an $1,100 crossbow with six arrows and a quiver and a scope. So we've got to thank a lot of people out there for helping us out in a tremendous way. The Maryland Fur Trappers are not only purchasing a table at our event, but they're also they've also provided through Fur Bears Unlimited out of Indiana a Ruger 10/22. We have so many kids items. We're actually going to have a kids only, I mean kids products only, live auction. Yeah. So the mom and dad will be able to buy, you know, a 22 or a bow or you know, some other stuff for the kids. So it's going to be a cool time. It's going to be a cool time. You're going to enjoy it. We have a winner-take-all turkey raffle, a winner-take-all deer raffle, a winner-take-all archery raffle, a winner-take-all buck bomb raffle. Bob Folkrod. Many of you know who Bob Folkrod is. Bob Folkrod. Now, I've known Bob for over 25 years. Bob is a great guy. You've seen him at Bass Pro Shop. He's on the Redhead Pro staff. You've seen him on television, on the Winchester Legends and other things. Bob has been involved in something called his Obsession Quest for years, taking all manner of game animals across the United States, North America, and across the world. Bob is sending us one of his signature red and black plaid shirts with an autographed picture. This shirt was on his back around the world. This shirt was on his back when he won the Versus Whitetail Challenge against Pat Reeve, Larry Weishun, and Ron Spomer on the Versus TV show. This was a Wisconsin deer hunt, and Bob won the challenge. And this is the shirt that he wore. So we are highly anticipating the event. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Good. Well, I just called to want to thank the Hunting Coalition for the tickets to the Orioles game on Thursday.
Oh, good! You got rained out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. It was a damp, wet day, but still, was a good time.
Yeah.
So,
and the Orioles won.
And the Orioles won. Yeah. So it was a good day from the standpoint of being an Oriole fan. And I took my friend James for the Wounded Warrior, and he enjoyed himself. And
good.
All around a good day.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm really looking forward to next week.
Oh, the event? Yeah. Aren't we all? Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be able to sleep for two or three days afterwards.
Man, I hope so. That would be wonderful if I were able to sleep for a couple of days. Yeah.
And I want to call someone out right now.
You want to call somebody out? Okay.
Fran.
What'd Fran do?
She didn't do anything. I want her to come to the banquet.
You want Fran? Well, so do I. That would be tremendous.
Come on, Fran, come to the banquet.
Uh-oh. Now we have a challenge.
That's right.
Well, let's see how this all works out, buddy.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Fran, your voice on the morning that makes sense. You got to come to the banquet and get some accolades from us.
Exactly. Yes, she would definitely get some high praise from the whole crowd. You're not kidding. Yes, indeed. Well, we've had her on the website, and you know, people have told me they've listened to her and on our website, and you know, kind of inspiring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, so, it is.
And she doesn't hold back. That's for sure.
Hey, she. I mean, she's great to listen to, and she definitely inspires me.
Well, there you go, Fran. You're having your effect.
I'm afraid to cross her.
I wouldn't cross her. Not in a million years. No way. So, but no, I'd love to see Fran come to our event. And Fran, there's a ticket waiting for you, I'm sure. There's no charge to that. All you got to do is figure out how to get to Westminster next Saturday at noon. And we will.
I'll go pick her up.
Chuck will pick you up. There you go. What a deal. So, yeah. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see if you've thrown down the gauntlet, Chuck. Let's see if she picks it up.
I hope she does.
All right, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Oh, by the way, thank you, Chuck, for your generous contribution of the framed art. What a ginormous buck picture we're gonna be able to hopefully raise a few bucks with that artwork that you generously donated. So we appreciate it.
I hope it gets a few dollars.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
See you,
bye.
Chuck. Bye-bye. Yeah. Good man, Chuck. Chuck is with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. And what an ambassador for that cause. So if anybody has any interest as far as being physically challenged, just simply send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will connect you with Chuck for sure. All right. Let's talk about a couple of folks here that make this show possible. One of them, of course, is the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And the Maryland Fishing Challenge is an ongoing free contest that's brought to you by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for all recreational fishermen in Maryland and of course, fisher ladies. I just like to call you all fishermen. I'm trying to be good, but I'm not that politically correct. So anybody who goes fishing, how's that? The fishing challenge is, again, year-round, and it's free, as I said. Eligible fish include all game fish from the waters of the Atlantic, the waters of the Chesapeake, all the tidal creeks and rivers, all the freshwater streams and ponds, all the way across the state from Garrett County to Worcester County. 67 species of fish in 5 categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, that's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club, and we'll hear more from Letha Grimes on that on the 6th. She'll be our guest. So all you have to do is catch a fish of a notable specified size, and you receive your angler award certificate. You get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour heat gear T-shirts, and even a share of $25,000 in cash and prizes. The Maryland Youth Fishing Club members also get some special benefits. The fish are biting right now. Deep Creek Lake, in the Potomac, the Eastern Shore Ponds, on the Bay, under the Bay Bridge, Love Point, Bloody Point, Solomons, you name it, fish are biting, Susquehanna Flats, and the deep Atlantic waters of Ocean City. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. They got some andouille sausage and gator tail meat, along with some live Louisiana crabs. Some Maryland crabs are in there, too, but very limited. NBS Seafood carries fresh, wild-caught white perch. They've got some jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, and a variety of other seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Do you know that NBS Seafood also has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill this weekend? Stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call, 410-271-3202. They're open Thursday, Fridays, and Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday today 10 to 7, and Sunday from noon to 5. NBS will accept your Visa, your MasterCard, your EBT, and even your cash. Any questions? Here's that phone number, 410-271-3202 for NBS. That stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk I swore,
this song is so sad.
You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Brings tears
dead
to my eyes.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you want.
Maybe it's not because the song's sad. Loudon Wainwright III.
Take a whiff on me, that ain't no road. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your old factory.
Bring it home, Loudon. Come on, buddy.
In the middle.
There you go.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Oh.
You got a dead.
Hold my lighter up. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, good. The producer just ran down the hall. If you call now, I'll answer the phone. So we're completely unfiltered. How about that? We've been running all over the place. We We picked up. We've got some pretty cool stuff coming to this event, and it's. You gotta see the list to understand it. And there's more stuff on the list than you can imagine. One of the good ways to stay up with us is on Facebook, and that's the Facebook/MD Hunting Coalition. And we posted a lot of stuff on there and invitations and links. And, you know, you got to run through the list because we changed it, probably change our Facebook page twice a day, sometimes three times a day, kind of keep you up to date. Little things. You know, yesterday, the folks at Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry became bronze sponsors of the event, which is pretty cool, you know. And we've got a gift pack of stuff from them, which is, you know, T-shirts and hats and spices and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if you're in the outdoors, there's just about anything and everything you could find at this event. And we just invite you to show up. That's all. We'd love to hear from you ahead of time. Don't get me wrong. The tickets can be purchased through the website, which is mdhuntingcoalition.org. Maryland, or just Google Maryland Hunting Coalition. Go to the website, and if you go to the page that shows you the dinner flyer, you can get directions. You can see the websites for the venue, which is Martin's in Westminster. You can purchase tickets right there. You can become a sponsor. You can buy a table. It's all through, you know, the PayPal account that's on the website, and. Everything is under one headline right now. You can just go to the page, the checkout page, so to speak, the store, and pick through your categories what you'd like. If you want one ticket, single person, two tickets for a couple, you know, buy a table, whatever it might be. But I will tell you, we are not running out of room, but with every indication, it's going to be a packed out house. A packed out house. And, you know, when you have 30 items on your silent auction and 20 on your live auction and, you know, 30 some items on your general raffle, your bucket raffle, and you got 5 or 6 items on your top tier raffle and, you know, another half dozen on the bonus, I mean, and games and, you know, anyway, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of excitement in a couple of hours. And the food, this is a Martin's bull roast, folks. This is not some pit bull guy, you know, pit beef guy outside, and you got to go, you know, get your sandwich. No. This is roast beef, carved roast beef. This is carved turkey. This is steamed shrimp. This is Swedish meatballs. This is fried chicken. This is spare ribs. This is all the salads and side dishes and vegetables and desserts and beverages, all included in your ticket price, including soft drinks and, yes, free beer. Yes, free beer. Bud Light, Yingling, and Natty Bo. So, you know, come on. Come on. We'd love to have you there. So, let's hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Did you see where the native tribes, the Indian tribes in, where was it? Was it Wyoming? I can't remember. Are opposed to delisting the grizzly bear from the endangered species list. They don't want any hunting of the grizzly bears in Yellowstone or you know the areas surrounding Yellowstone. Where was it? I saw it somewhere. I didn't print it out, but I thought it was interesting that now we have the Native Americans opposed to hunting. What a mess that is, huh? Ay ay ay. I got a couple emails here. Let's see what my buddy John says today. He likes Loudon Wainwright III. We like Loudon Wainwright III. So, You know, where was I going to go? Oh, I know what I was going to say. Crabs this weekend, again, another holiday where crabs are going to be in short supply and expensive. Not sure what's going on. Some people have a supply from Louisiana, but they don't have near what they're going to need for the weekend. I wouldn't wait till Monday to get your crabs, quite frankly. I think if you're going to get crabs, you probably want to get them today or tomorrow. But let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Terrific. Doing a lot better.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. It's so remarkable to get the strict liability law repealed. It's not just the inherent unfairness. It's so un-American.
Well, of course.
To be guilty till proven innocent. But the idea that you got a law repealed that had been on the books for decades.
80-some years, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you're fighting that kind of history to be able to restore fairness where there was none.
There was no fairness. That's the thing. You're absolutely right. And I think the impact will be felt. I just think it's hard to get people to understand what was accomplished.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's the principle, literally. If you never hunt, if you never get caught, if you never have a problem, it's the principle that you've restored an element of fairness.
Exactly.
It's a cultural thing.
It is. Yep. And how do you make the analogy? I heard a couple of analogies, and probably one of the best ones I've heard was if you're at a party at a friend's house, and, you know, there's 40 people in the room, everybody's having a good time, and the police come in, and they find a college kid's stash of marijuana, you know, in the house somewhere. They got a tip, and they find a stash of marijuana in the kid's, you know, hidden in a drawer in the kid's bedroom. They charge everybody at the party with drug possession.
That is an excellent analogy, and it goes to the heart of how could such a thing even happen in America? And here, the law's been on the books
and not just
80 years, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition is able to set things right.
Yes. Yes, we did that. And quite frankly, we got a lot of national notoriety last week and this week about that. We were on Ammo Land. I know we were on their website through the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. They put their press release out nationally. We were on the Outdoor Wire. I might have said some of this because I can't remember from one week to the next, you know, how much we've got because I'm just... quite frankly, Mark, I'm just overwhelmed with all the folks that have been helpful in contributing to our event. I'm humbled and I'm proud at the same time. I don't know if you can. I guess it's like giving birth to a child. You know, you're standing there in awe that there's this new life, this living thing. And, you know, then you realize the awesomeness of that, through God's creative power. And, you know, you're humbled and proud at the same time, which is kind of where I am with the coalition. And, you know, to take a look at this and see how many lives it's actually going to affect and impact.
I don't doubt that the coalition is going to go on to do many, many good things.
I hope so. I hope we can survive.
This is a lasting legacy.
What's that?
This is a lasting legacy. This will outlive you, outlive me, nobody, everybody listening. It'll outlive all of us. There's an element of fairness restored to our lives. And it goes to the heart of how the government relates to its citizens.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yep. Yeah,
I'll look forward to introducing myself.
Will you be up there?
On Saturday.
Oh, wonderful, Mark. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm up to it, and I'll definitely be there.
Oh, good. I hope to see you there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did meet at a show we did in
You met John.
I thought I met you.
You're a great guy. I think I would remember it.
Well, if not, come on up. Love to have you.
Yeah, well, you know, memory is the second thing to go, and I forget what was first.
Good point.
Probably right.
Good point. Yeah, I thought maybe you stopped by one time at a show we did in the Timonium Fairgrounds when we did one of our shows up there. But, you know, well.
Been a lot of years.
Yeah, it has been. Well, you know, it's nice that you say it is a legacy, because I never even really thought about it that way. But you're absolutely right. This will live on for a long time. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, they could call it the Elvis Law. They could call it a lot of things. But,
yeah, they're not going to call it that.
Well, they won't, but they could.
Oh, sure they could, but, you know.
Well, there was a big case, a tax case, handed down by the United States Supreme Court this week, the Wynn case.
Okay.
It's about double taxation. People doing business out of state.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it's based on a couple that, I forget where they live, but obviously they live in Maryland. And it will be referred to as Wynn forever.
Yeah. Very cool.
And this is something that the Maryland Hunting Coalition has accomplished, and it will outlive all of us.
Yep. Well, that's humbling. Very much
yeah,
so.
It's a great thing you've done. Yep. A really great thing. And I hope a lot of people come out. And it sounds like you've got a good crowd.
Yeah, we do have a good crowd. I mean, we've got, you know, DNR folks there. We've got, unfortunately, the secretary won't be able to make it. DNR folks will be there. But like I said, the trappers, the waterfowlers, the bow hunters, the, you know, all the local organizations, some of the local clubs are going to be there with, you know, these folks are buying tables and that type of thing. And you're an accountant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my accountant, who's Don Hall, Hall Company Accountants in Westminster, is a gold sponsor. And, you know, we're talking attorneys and insurance people and contractors and that type of thing. And then, you know, we got just folks that are just happy to see what we're, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah, so, good.
You know the people that, this is funny, the group that is the least supportive of this organization, and I don't know if it's just because of lack of information or because of, you know, what they're involved with in their businesses, are the retailers. One of the most supportive retailers has been our sponsor, Chesapeake Outdoors, here on the radio show. One of the most supportive. And, you know, they've been financially supportive. They've helped us with the Matthews thing. And, you know, they're just all-around good folks down there in Kent Island. And we greatly appreciate that. But they're one of the very, very, very few. Clyde Sport Shop's another one. They've helped us with a rifle as far as the donations, that type of thing. But at Accurate Guns and Ammo, 3J's Archery. But in general, you know, the retailers are having a tough row to hoe. I think if times were a little better, you know, they would understand what we're doing. But they're just, a lot of them are just trying to survive. And, you know, quite frankly, when you say you're in Annapolis and you're fighting fight in Annapolis, a red flag goes up in front of these folks, because they don't want to hear about Annapolis. Annapolis has hurt their business with the, you know, the restrictions on firearm sales and things like that.
Oh, it's hurt all of us.
You know, and they put the coalition in a bag with that thing that's hurt their business. And it's like, wait a minute, we're on your side. We're your friends. You know, so anyway, but I appreciate the support of Chesapeake Outdoors and Clyde's and the rest of them. So, you know,
it's great. I look forward to it.
Indeed. Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. By the way, that list of stuff is on the website, too. It's you can see it on the – click to a link from our homepage on mdhuntingcoalition.org. So, yeah, I know. I'm beating you up about it. I talk about it because it's my life right now. So, who are we talking about here? Clyde Sports Shop? I just mentioned them. And if you're going fishing this weekend and you need anything, Clyde's has it. If you need new line on your reel, if you need live bait, if you need particular lure for trolling or for bottom fishing or for, you know, catching freshwater, saltwater fish, if you need a new rod, a new reel, you can do that. I don't think they can get your rod or reel repaired, quite frankly, this quickly to get it done for the weekend. But yeah, they might. They might be. I mean, they'll put a tip on it for you. I don't know if they can rewind a guide or repair a reel. But, you know, you can always take a look at what they've got. They've got all major brands. They've got Pan and Shakespeare and Pfluger, Ugly Stick Rods, St. Croix Rods, and others that in the case there that you can choose from. So, you know, they've got all the terminal tackle, the hooks, the swivels, the lead, you name it. For rockfish, if you're trolling for rockfish still, the bucktails, the umbrellas, parachutes, it's all there, Clyde Sport Shop. And you know the cool part? They have a 24-hour fishing hotline. That's right. It's 247-3474. 247-FISH is 24-hour fishing hotline. The regular number for Clyde's is 242-6108, 410-242-6108, and they're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you enjoy gardening, well, this hour, next hour, last time you're going to be here about Papa John's for a couple of weeks from me anyway, but I want you to head down there this weekend. Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, just off I-97. Papa John's got greenhouses absolutely bursting full of flowers, plants, annuals by the pack or flat perennials in the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, a tremendous selection of hanging baskets, beautiful stuff, petunias and impatiens and pansies, and they even carry the proven winter specialty plants, okay? So Papa John's has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden, tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs, if you'd like to do a little herb garden. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97, exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Drive right to the greenhouse or park and go shop on those big farm wagons just covered up with beautiful plants. Make your selections or call 410-969-5909. That's 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or take them to church. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A.
410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
We actually have a Gator Camo 22 for the kids on the youth live auction. It's the Troy Landry Signature Edition. Troy is one of the headliners for Swamp People. But right now, the one, the only, the inimitable Fran from Baltimore. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I tell you, that gentleman that called in...
That's Mr. Chuck, yes.
Mr. Chuck.
Yes.
And invited me. Well, I tell you, honestly, I've been doing a lot of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, now, Fran, you have been yelling at these people.
Mm-hmm.
You have gotten all in their business.
Mm-hmm.
You have added your 2 cents when you felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're being a scaredy cat. Go to the bank.
Yes.
I thought, now, they deserve to have at you, whatever. You can't chicken out. And I thought, well, there's two things I wanted to do. One, I wanted to lose 50 pounds by the 30th. Well, that's not happening. The second thing was my transportation was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I ride the mobility to get around the MTA, you know.
Sure.
And they'll take me but so far, but
right.
They won't take me to Westminster.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I just, maybe next year, you know, I'll have a car again and lose some weight, and I made all these excuses. But when that gentleman called in, I thought, oh, God, you know. And deep down, I really wanted to come because I thought, boy, I could get to see these people. I could get to see all the things, you know, the crossbows,
mm-hmm.
the right. I could learn so much, you know. And I thought, you know, you owe it to these people to be there with your mouth running whenever you feel like it. So if him and I could work something out, maybe I could even meet him part of the way, you know.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to come all the way into Baltimore.
Sure.
If he would give me a lift, I would love to come.
Well, Chuck, you have accomplished what you were hoping to accomplish.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't sound so happy about it. You're going to get to spend the afternoon with me, Fran.
Oh, that'll be something.
There you go. All right. Listen, no. I've got your phone number.
Okay.
Does it end in 17?
Yes.
That's the one. All right. We will be in touch, and we will get something figured out.
Okay.
You will like Chuck. Chuck is...
I like him already.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Chuck's a good guy.
And when he said, I want to shout out Nat Fran, I thought, oh, no.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun.
I have a feeling I'm going to have the best time I've had in years.
Don't be a scaredy cat.
No, I can't be. I can't yell at everybody and then chicken out.
No, you can't.
No, it's really not right.
Ah!
And I thought myself, myself this week. I said, friend, you must be crazy.
This is going to be fun.
You are yelling at people that have shotguns, rifles, crossbows, bow arrows, and bowie knives. You don't have anything. Where do you get the nerve to be yelling at people like that? But it's your fault. You got me all into this. And I don't know, I got interested, excited, inspired me. And
good.
I can't wait till August to go for my safety hunting course
yeah.
and everything.
Good.
And so here I am.
Here you are.
All right.
Fran?
Yes.
See you next Saturday.
All right.
I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Chuck, well done. Congratulations. Folks, you're going to get to meet Fran. That's reason enough to get a ticket to show up at this event. Now, you're not kidding. I'll tell you, I wish we had enough time to play Fran's comments. We've got it. I'll tell you what, if you want to hear Fran, you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and I think she's on the news page if you want to listen to Fran. I don't have time here to pull it up before the end of the show, but you can listen to Fran. I'll tell you where you can listen to her. Go to ellisoutdoors.com for the radio show, and you can find it right there. I think it says, "Hey, hunters, listen up," or something like that. So there you go. Just got a text from Chuck. He's ecstatic. Pretty good. All right. Let's see. Winding up the hour here. Next hour will be Joe Evans. And Joe is with the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about the fishing challenge. There's been a lot of changes to the fishing challenge. There's some money up for grabs. So stay tuned to listen to that if you want to win some money just by going fishing. That's pretty cool. And we'll talk about that and the rest of the sponsors, of course, as well. And we'll be back with more after the news. And where else can you escape on a Saturday morning and not be inundated with just stuff that just doesn't matter? If you have to leave us now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we know this is a holiday weekend, but remember the reason for the Memorial Day holiday. It's to keep our troops that have served in this country and given their lives to service for you and me to protect our freedoms. All right, now get out, stay safe.